Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
It's all happening, folks. First, get the folk on the net. The net's the net, right? You're caught in a net. Fish inside a big net can just swim around its edges and so on, but it can't get out of it. You're stuck in it. It's also called the web. You're stuck on it like a fly on a spider's web. And all you can go on it, even if you're strong enough to pull yourself along this sticky thing, is along other strands of the same web. You can't get off it. The web. It's quite something, isn't it? The old 666, www. In another tongue, of course.
And I think we have Robert in Canada on the line. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Oh, that's great. I just have a quick question for you, Alan. Recently, when you were on Red Ice with Henrik, you mentioned about the book Revelations and the meaning of holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could just expand on that again, please.
Yeah, well, they're always laughing about the little clues that they put into books. And remember that all holy books have been rewritten down through the ages and updated, just like a computer's program, for the times ahead. And the Masons love, or at least the builders in those days, the Rosicrucians, love their little jokes. And they do run by the Kabbalah. They called it the Christian Kabbalah at one time when it came into Britain. They adopted it from the Middle East. And there's different versions, even in Greek. There's a Greek Kabbalah. But 666 is their big number, of course. We know that the name of the beast is 666. And Revelations, if you were to look at it, and you count up the numbers in the Kabbalah for holy, 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 you got 666. So right there it says, who are they worshipping? They're going round in a circle, all the different types of angels, etc. And what it's telling you there is the one that you're worshipping is the beast itself, 666.
That representatives from the Gates Foundation met with U.S. Congressman Bobby L. Rush at a sit-down in Rwanda, East Africa, in mid-August 2019 to hash out who would score the windfall from a government contract tracing program. And just last month, 9 months after meeting with the Gates Foundation in Rwanda, Rush, a Democrat from Illinois, introduced that $100 billion H.R. 6666, the COVID-19 testing, reaching and contacting everyone, trace, they call it trace, contact, the testing, reaching, contacting everyone, trace act, right? So he got it. Planned all ahead, eh? Rush's bill would establish a program run by the Center for Disease Control, again, right? And Prevention, CDC, for national coronavirus testing and contact tracing. I guarantee they worked out all the different companies that would get all the app millions and billions thrown out there to trace you and spy on you and bracelets and all that, all the prison stuff, and that's what it is. If you wear bracelets, or you're a prisoner. That's what you use for prisoners. Right? The corruption is, there's nothing to hide hidden here, folks. There's nothing hidden. And they're printing out 666s everywhere. And this is standard. There's even a bill getting put through within a minute or two. I mean, come on, you can't make this stuff up. This is meant to be in the faces of folk, almost to mock them. I really do think it's meant to mock them. And, I mean, you just can't make this kind of stuff up. You can't. And the patents are out there too, that Bill Gates owns, and the numbers on them as well. It really is something, isn't it? From myself, Alan Watt, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.